Okay, this Saturday, August 4th, is the 43rd Annual Gem and Mineral Show, as was stated, Nat. It starts at 9:30 in the morning and runs at 4:30 in the afternoon, Nat. And the activities begin, really, at 9:30 in the morning. The dealers are ready. The members are ready. We have all the activities are going, all the demonstrations. Everything is set to go at 9:30. So be there early. You can take advantage of everything and have time to go through all everything. And we have lots going on.
Yeah, I see the list here on the flyer that there's a little bit of everything. I mean, you've got displays and such, but things for the whole family. What's going on?
Yes, we start with the kids. We looked at that. That's the biggest thing we show it for, because we have an area for kids to look at things. We have minerals that we give away to kids, a number of them that they have able to fill up their own little stocking, we call it that. And above that, we have minerals for sale for them, a nickel, dime, and 10 cents. This all comes out of the members, I'd say they grouped out of their basement.
Sure.
You tell them to look in their basement, bring their stuff for them,
sure,
that they don't want.
And that's important, I'm sure, for the group to get young people involved so they're interested in this, because, you know, kids can have a natural interest in this kind of thing, and you will help foster that, won't you?
Yes. And we actually, if the kids want to come to bring something, we'll try to identify it for them, tell them what it is, and give them some hints of what to look for, how to look for the different minerals and that, mm-hmm, and really how to display them and that.
Now, that's part of what's going on, but you also have a lot of dealers that are coming in that are bringing in some special stuff. You've got displays, so there's educational, but there's also you can buy or trade or whatever you want to do there if you're a rock hound.
This is true. Rock hounds will go and they'll talk to these dealers and they'll see if they can maybe purchase something they don't have in their collection, or they'll maybe want to trade with them to see if they have something the dealers don't have it, and that it works out that way. And then they'll work with the audience, whoever's showing up at the same time. These dealers have a tremendous array of minerals, because we have dealers from throughout the Midwest. We have one dealer coming in from Tennessee.
Yeah, that's they come a long way. And there's also, it says, working demonstrations throughout the day. What are these working demonstrations? What are they?
We have two of them going. One will be on micromounting, what's micromounting is all about. You take the very, very tiny specimens and actually put them in a little micro mount, we call it, and use a microscope to see them. We found out as rock hounds that you get the better specimens and these little tiny ones on that. You just have a better idea what they look like in that.
Really?
But you have to have a microscope. But we're there and we'll show them what's all about, how these small specimens are displayed. The other one we have right now is the wire wrapping. If we have an individual coming that will have you wire wrap your own rock. Mm-hmm. If you want to either bring one with you or purchase one from a dealer, he'll sit down and show you all the different ways to do it.
I'm Walt Lindela, and in the studio with me is Ernie Johnson. He's co-chair of the 43rd Annual Gem and Mineral Show. It's happening this Saturday starting at 9:30 in the morning at the Ishpeming Elks Club. Ernie, you've also got a lot of things going on. You got the stuff for the kids, displays, and you've got dealers coming in and demonstrations. But there's also a good educational component. You have some field trips. You have a presentation coming up. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with that.
On the field trips, we have field trips on Friday to the Republic Mine. Go in there and take as much out as your vehicle can carry. Only thing we have is make sure you can get to the gate without your car breaking down or your truck breaking down.
Yeah.
And then Sunday we go to the Lindbergh's Quarry for Kona Dolomite. So those are two very good trips that people really like to go on that.
Sure, sure.
And then Saturday evening we start with we have a program called the Mining in the Ancient World. And this is from the Stone Age to the Romans. So that, mm-hmm, we have a retired geologist who deals in historical facts about geology and that. And she has done this all over the world. And she volunteered to do it. And we said we'd take you up on it and that. So that starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening and that.
Is that at the Elks Club as well?
That's also at the Elks Club. And that followed that by a live auction. The members have donated us. They're probably very good specimens just for the club to live auction off to see what people would like to get for in that. We'll go from there.
I suppose that can sometimes get kind of heated if someone gets you know, they like a certain piece.
Yes, we've had some very up auctions going on.
Yes, very energetic. That's good.
Right.
Well, this is all part of the 43rd Annual Gem and Mineral Show, and again, it's happening when and where?
It's happening on Saturday at the Ishpeming Elks Club. Starts at 9:30 to 4:30, and it's free admission. No cost, just come on. and wander through, see what's there, talk to the dealers, talk to the club members. We have a silent auction going for members who have brought minerals in, and they run anywhere from 10 cents to a couple, $3, and then you have to bid against someone. And that becomes very interesting at times.
I'm sure it does. And then this is put on by the Ishpeming Rock and Mineral Club, and you can find out more at ishpemingrocks.org. But a free event, and it is family-friendly, so bring the kids.
That's true. Bring the kids. They enjoy it. We'll work with the kids. They got questions. Any member there will more than happy to answer any questions that, and the dealers have all been very good at that. If kids got questions, the dealers will go out of their way to answer the questions and that.